So I just heard before we started this interview that you showed up to practice the other day in a pretty cool outfit. What'd you do?
Yeah, I got the, we had the Pop-Tart costume out there after practice, and I was able to put it on and go and photobomb all the interviews with Kalani and everybody else, so that was fun.
This is an interesting bowl. It's a really good game between two teams, but the Pop-Tart bowl, I mean, Pop-Tart's fun. It's colorful.
Yeah.
You know, the mascot turns into a giant Pop-Tart. How excited are you guys to be here in this bowl?
Yeah, it's going to be fun. Being in Orlando in warm weather, 80-degree weather, coming from Utah, it's going to be nice to spend a week out here. We're playing a really good team, and we get all the festivities. We get to go to Disney World and Universal and do everything with the bowl game, too, so it's going to be a fun week.
That's what I was going to ask you next. Your teammate told me that you guys were going to Universal and Disney. What's the most excited thing that you are for, like, outside of the football game?
Yeah, I'm excited to go to Universal and Disney just because I haven't been to the ones in Florida. I've only been to the ones in California. So
okay.
I'm excited. Everyone says these ones are better, so we'll see how it is.
They're bigger.
Yeah, they're bigger and better.
A little different, but
yeah.
It's bigger, for
yep.
sure.
Yep.
Well, I guess talk to me about, you know, Georgia Tech a little bit. What do you see from their defense on film? You know, how do you guys, you know, think that you can exploit their defense?
Yeah, no, they're a really good defense. They've played great all year. They're a great team. They held Georgia to, I think, 13 or 16 points like that a couple weeks ago. And they play hard. They play fast. They're physical. They got great athletes, so it's going to be a fun test. And we just got to go out and do what we do and do what we've done all year, and I think we'll have a good game.
Walking through the hotel, I've seen just a lot of BYU fans and people excited and stuff like that. What does that mean to you to see a lot of people travel from Utah, just Florida for the bowl game?
Yeah, I mean, everyone that's here right now is just people that traveled with us, with the team. So it's families and all that. So it's super nice that Kalani lets all the families, siblings, everyone come out, coaches and stuff. So it's really a family at BYU. And we had to take two, like, international planes over here. So we had the massive planes. And, yeah, it's awesome to see everybody walking around in blue. And it's only going to get, there's only going to be more and more people as the week comes.
I asked your teammate this too, but in, like, after the game, it turns into an actual Pop-Tart. He goes down to the toaster and comes out. Have you envisioned yourself taking a big chunk out of the celebration trophy?
I actually did not know that.
You didn't know?
No,
that?
I did not know that.
So the mascot will get lowered down into like a pretend toaster, and then out comes a huge, massive
really?
Pop-Tart.
Yeah, I mean, I want to take a bite of that. Yeah, take a bite of that. That's going to be sweet.
Does that add a little bit of fuel now?
Yeah, that's going to be sweet. I'm going to do that for sure.
And then also, your coach was here a couple weeks ago, and he said he needs a toaster for his office. So the trophy is actually a toaster.
Yeah.
So how cool would that be to give coach, you know,
we need to get him a toaster in the office with this bowl game win, so it'd be sweet, so he can have Pop-Tarts all year round.
Awesome. Anything else you want to say?
Nope, just tune in. It's going to be a fun game, and go Cougs.
Yes, sir. Appreciate it, man.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.